We'd like you to meet a couple of friends of ours right now. One of them was called recently in the profile in the New Yorker magazine, the intellectual voice of our era. The other has been called many things, many times, the sickest of the sick comics. We'd like you to meet him first, Mr. Lenny Bruce.
Thank you very much. I thought I would do one of the bits for you that I recorded in one of my albums. And if you like it, you can buy the album. But the little story is called The Genie in the Bottle. And it takes place on Hester Street in New York. An old Jewish neighborhood, and the proprietor of the candy store is dusting off the bottles this one morning, and he's cleaning out. She said, I feel lucky
just to have him. What's in this bottle here? Never seen this bottle before. But there's a cockroach in there. Lion!
I'm the genie. You come from this neighborhood? I am the genie, old man, a wondrous man. You have freed me from my glass prison. One wish, any wish, and it is yours.
Well, I'd like to have a little income property.
Room, it's yours.
And all at once, the room filled up with 15 beautiful women.
One more wish, any wish, old man, then it is yours.
Well, I'd like to go to Atlantic City.
Go.
We'll take care of the store.
I will.
You can take care of a candy store.
I'm the genie, I can do anything.
All right, I'll go. But don't give no credit to the Schwartzes.
So the old man goes to Atlantic City and he has a wonderful time. The genie takes good care of the store. He brings in the Mary Janes and the guess what's, the rolls and the milk, you know. The next morning, the people are filing into the store.
So where's Sal?
He went to Atlantic City.
Who's taking care of the store?
I am. You can take care of a candy store. I'm the genie. I can do anything.
All right, make me a malted.
Ba-boom, you're a malted.